Massachusetts Transportation Secretary Richard Davey spoke to town officials and members of the Berkshire delegation in support of Governor Deval Patrick's transportation plan, which has been nicknamed the Way Forward. A bond bill released Wednesday would authorize $19 billion in transportation investments over the next 10 years and would seek to address many projects and maintenance works that have been previously backlogged, including road and bridge repair and other priorities set forth by the fiscal year 2013-2017 capital investment plan. Secretary Davey explains.
The bond bill tracks directly to the Way Forward plan, the $13 billion capital investment plan. It provides more Chapter 90 aid to cities and towns. Every city and town in the state funds a lot of projects here in western Massachusetts and proposes to fund the Pittsfield Rail. So there's a lot in there for western Massachusetts.
In the bond bill, $3.4 billion would be allocated to provide $300 million annually to cities and towns for local bridge and road repair, a 50% increase over last year. Bob Nason, town administrator of the Berkshire town of Lee, home of 14 and a half aging bridges, would like to see the Chapter 90 money expedited so communities can receive those dollars before the construction season passes.
While they're debating the bigger long-term transportation needs of the Commonwealth, they can expedite the short-term delivery of some local aid for local projects.
Democratic 4th Berkshire District State Representative William Smitty Pignatelli said he'd like to see the House take Chapter 90 funding out of the bond bill and see it voted on separately.
And it's really non-debatable in the legislature. We all agree Chapter 90 is an important program, but to have it be part of a $19 billion package, I think it's going to slow down this process, delay that money going back to cities and towns. So I hope at the very least we pull out that money and vote on that separately from this overall bond bill.
A detailed map of numerous potential public works projects that could see completion pending the legislature's passage of the bond bill was displayed at the discussion with the secretary. North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright was delighted to see the variety of projects in his city that could be addressed with the investment.
From my perspective, when I look at what's in it for North Adams and North Berkshire, I think it's a great initiative, and I think we really have to seriously consider our priorities. You know, do we want to grow? Do we want this infrastructure taken care of? Do we want the commitment to the infrastructure being taken care of? And that's what this really does.
But to pay for all those investments, the governor's budget proposal hinges on a 1 percentage point increase in the state income tax. Some lawmakers, like 3rd Berkshire District Democrat Tricia Farley Bouvier, think that the income tax is the best way to provide the funding for projects across the state.
I would definitely prefer the income tax to pay for the improvements in transportation and for education, quite frankly, because it's the most equitable way to raise money. Wherever you live in the state, whether you rely on public transportation or you have to rely on driving your car, this is the way to equitably raise taxes. And then with the doubling of the exemption, the people at the lower end of the income scale will be protected.
But 1st Berkshire District Democrat Gail Caridi, also a member of the Joint Committee on Transportation, would like to see legislators take a different approach in funding the investments.
I think the income tax doesn't really solve the transportation problem, and I do believe that transportation should be paid in the most user-friendly way that we can.
Caridi suggested that small increases could be made to the state's gas tax as well as registration fees. She also suggested a reinstatement of toll charges along the Mass Pike exits 1 through 6, which is estimated to generate approximately $12 million annually.
Exits 1 through 6, rightly, should have the tolls back on because we're losing revenues from people coming from the New York state border, and that money should stay in western Massachusetts. And by western Massachusetts, I mean Berkshire's and where the tolls are collected, those communities.
Republican lawmakers have been vocally opposed to large tax increases to pay for the investments in Governor Patrick's budget. Several different organizations have proposed a variety of ways for paying for the investments through tax adjustments. The bond bill also includes $604 million to modernize and support regional transit authorities and $4.6 billion to fully fund highway maintenance and construction, including the Springfield I-91 viaduct. Secretary Davey said the investments highlighted in the bond bill are necessary and are a pay now or pay later scenario.
We're going to pay for higher maintenance costs on our roads and bridges. We're inappropriately funding our highway operations today off the state credit card. We're either going to, as I said, pay for it today, or we're going to leave it as a really bad financial legacy for our kids tomorrow. And We want to choose growth. We want to make the investments today that can grow jobs and economic development.
More information on Governor Patrick's 10-year transportation bond bill can be found linked to our website, wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.